Summer school is changing. It used to be a place where high school kids made up failed classes, but some districts have doubled summer enrollment in recent years. Administrators are also prioritizing kids as young as 5 or 6 and trying to get them caught up faster. But Robbie Feinberg reports that limited funding means many children are still missing out.
Wait. Evan, no, don't fold that. Don't fold it.
In a large canvas tent near the Portland waterfront, middle schooler Mo Abdallah bends paperclips and rips up tape as he attempts to build an anemometer, a wind speed device for a boat.
Wait, that tape is done. It's done.
It's part of what school officials call a summer academy. It's a new program for Portland middle schoolers, many of whom are behind in subjects like math and science. But instead of putting their heads in books, they spend the day sailing and performing experiments. It isn't until the principal, Ben Donaldson, comes over that it seems more like school and not camp.
When you're driving a car, what are you trying to keep track of? How
fast? Speed. Wind speed.
Right? So wind speed and wind direction, this will help you figure out.
So what did you think going into this?
This one is not like summer school or summer camp. Because summer camp is kind of like just all fun, and summer school is all school, but this one is in the middle.
Summer academy.
Yeah.
It's like both.
This program is emblematic of a shift in how districts across Maine are approaching summer school. Some have embraced summer learning over the past half decade, with cities like Portland and Lewiston more than doubling summer enrollment. For Portland's Director of Intervention, Gail Cressy, the push was sparked by research on summer learning loss. It's the idea that during the summer, students can lose up to 30% of what they learn during the school year. It disproportionately affects students from lower-income households. So about 5 years ago, the district piloted some summer programs to try to reverse that summer loss. And students did well. Cressy says more than 80% of those who attended maintained or improved their reading scores from the spring.
And so it really gave a chance for schools to do some work, quite frankly, in science that they hadn't been able to do during the school year.
And while summer school used to be largely reserved for high schoolers who were behind in their credits, that's changing too. The Wyndham Raymond School District targets students as young as 5 or 6. Curriculum Director Christine Hessler says the district brings about 60 incoming kindergarten and first graders to school for 6 weeks each summer.
So what we're trying to do is to help those students get ready for kindergarten. They are behind in where they should be, and we want to make sure that they are on the starting line when kindergarten starts.
The other big driver of this shift is the state's recent move towards proficiency-based education. While the legislature passed a bill this year to make diplomas based on proficiency optional, many schools are continuing with the system. Westbrook Superintendent Peter Lancia says under the new system, students may only need to master one specific standard during the summer. So instead of retaking an entire biology class, a student may just come in for a few days to learn a single subject, like, say, DNA sequencing.
You know, learning is continuous, and we need to provide lots of pathways for kids to be successful. I think we have to be responsible and acknowledge that we need a program like this.
Yet while more districts are expanding into the summer, school funding hasn't necessarily followed suit. Most state and local money is used for the school year. State Representative Teresa Peirce sponsored a 2017 bill to create a state summer learning fund, but it was vetoed by the governor. The federal government does offer some money for this purpose, like Title I funding for students from lower-income households. Districts also receive nearly $6 million from the federal 21st Century Community Learning Center program. A 2017 evaluation found that nearly 3,000 Maine students were being served in the summer with some of those funds, a 20% increase from 4 years prior. Yet Teresa Volette says it's not enough. Volette is the Title I director with Augusta Public Schools, which used to offer an on-site summer program. She says the program was expensive. It cost up to $25,000, with much of it spent busing kids to and from school. So this year, the district decided to save money and send books home with students instead.
I just can't see taking that when that's paying for part of a position that you could have 9 months out of the year versus the hours of time in the summer.
And Amy Pichette says with the current funding constraints, many students are still missing out on summer enrichment. Pichette is a program director at LearningWorks, which provides out-of-school programming in Southern Maine. She found that more than 85 school districts across the state report a majority of their students receive free or reduced-price lunch, yet don't benefit from any 21st century funds for summer learning. Pichette says that leaves thousands of students without badly needed resources.
So their families can't afford sending them somewhere, whatever it is. And it would be so beneficial.
Let's go outside and test it.
Back in Portland, student Mo Abdallah says he's glad he was able to conduct science experiments with his friends this summer.
Sometimes we have fun, sometimes we work. So it's pretty much good.
It all makes Mo want to return to the summer program next year. Just another way that summer learning is changing. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.